Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Just had a little quick false start there. I'm doing a live remote at Horizons Health Fair here in Jersey City, New Jersey right now. We've got Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Well, actually, I think it's Horizon Blue Cross, Blue Shield. We've got the United States Census out here. We've got Health First New Jersey. There's a DJ. I'm sure you can hear all of the music. I've got wonderful people, wonderful friends. I mean, it's just an amazing time. It's a little noisy, so I don't know how long I'm going to be able to broadcast. But you know what? This is just a day here in Jersey City with people outside. There's health screenings. Please come on out if you're in the Jersey City area. They're doing diabetes testing, HIV testing. There's a workshop on for asthma, you know, for parents of asthmatic children or just people that have asthma. There's a lot of stuff happening out here. They have one of those, one of those things, you know, my children are big, so I can't even recall what it's called. But you know where the kids can actually climb in and take off their shoes and start jumping up and down? It says Elmo's World. I think I'm going to take a picture with my camera and post it up on my blog. But it's like, you know, for little kids, maybe 7 and under or something like that, where they could come in, and that's sponsored by Health First New Jersey. Everything is free. You don't have to pay for anything. It's all free. It's all for the community. Come on out. We're on Bergen Avenue in Jersey City, New Jersey, not far out of Journal Square. So come on out. I'm out here. We have a lot of people from the community. Of course, we've got some of our dignitaries and our politicians out today. If I could snatch up any of them for an interview, I'll do that as well. But it's just a great day just to really let everybody know how important it is to get your health checked. You know, this is important, especially right now with health care as a preeminent issue of our esteemed President Barack Obama. He's making health care a big issue right now. And you know something, as it should be, you know, centers like Horizon, healthcare here in Jersey City, or of Hudson County, New Jersey, I should say, provides free and low-cost care to the community. There's a lot of people that can't afford it. And I tell you, I'm a little resentful just being a woman because for me, going to the gynecologist, I have to pay, thank God I have coverage, I have to pay $30 because that's considered a visit to a specialist. Whereas if my husband just goes to a regular doctor visit, it's only $15. So I think there's such a disparity between health care for men and women. I also know like birth control for women, like if you get some type of birth control, it doesn't qualify under some types of insurance where you can get like the generic or discounted medicines or where you can get, you know, these long-term supplies of it. And that makes the cost much, it makes it cost prohibitive for some low-cost women to get access to pregnancy prevention. I know at one point, and it's still based on what kind of insurance you have, pregnancy termination or abortions are not covered by health insurance. I'm not making this a moral issue. Don't use me as your moral compass. But you know something? I do believe that pregnancy termination or abortion should be covered in some capacity by health insurance. Maybe if birth control and birth control pills or methods of contraception were provided unguarded, we wouldn't have the need or such a need for pregnancy terminations or abortions where we wouldn't even have to have the discussion, is it or is it not covered? So, I mean, there's so many facets to what's going on with our health care, which is why I thought it not robbery to come to you live from Horizons today. Many of you do know that my mom is fighting, kicking and scratching her way through through ovarian cancer. And, you know, they're talking about hospice for my mom, which sucks. You know, quite frankly, I don't want to think about hospice. My mom is not trying to think about hospice. But you know what? The reality is my mother has to pay so much money out of her pocket every single month before her health insurance even kicks in. I mean, I don't even want to get into it. So it's just very frustrating where my mom has worked her entire life. You know, she's only 50. She just turned, actually, she turned 56 on Saturday. Just as a sidebar, thank you to everyone who is sending my mother birthday cards, because she is still getting the birthday cards. Unfortunately, she's a little weak to talk to me, so I haven't spoken to my mom since Sunday, but her sister is there with her, her brother is there with her, my stepfather, and I'm actually going to see my mom this weekend, and they have shared with me that the birthday cards are coming in, so thank you very much, who out of the generosity of your heart and your spirit, bless my mom, where you went to the store, bought a birthday card, and mailed it to her. It means so much to me. Thank you. But it's just a sad situation, this whole healthcare situation, you know, our debate and these town hall meetings. I just wish they would do something where people did have access to affordable healthcare. What's happening is a lot of these lawmakers and constituents and people on both sides are trying to make this a socialist issue, a Democratic issue, a Republican issue. That is just a distraction away from the core issue of affordable healthcare for all people. That's what it boils down to. Affordable, the term affordable is very subjective, because what's affordable to me may not be affordable to someone else, but affordable as it relates to that person's income, health care. I do not believe health care should be free. I do believe that you should have to pay something, because everyone knows when you pay for something, it means you're invested in it. So if you have no investment in your own well-being or raw baby care, I don't think you'll value your health as much. But if you know you had to pay a portion of your salary or a portion of your income towards your overall health, I think you would be a little bit more mindful. And maybe I'm being presumptuous, but, you know, put some of that greasy food down. Put some of that sugary sweets and sugary stuff down. You know, if you knew out of your pocket, you know, you had to pay for your own health care. So I think there's a lot of things for us to look at. For those of you who are just joining me, I am broadcasting live today from the health fair in Jersey City, New Jersey, sponsored by Horizons and the Family Success Center, of which I am a board member of their family advisory board. So I'm very excited that they welcomed me into their family, and it's my honor and pleasure to be able to bring to you, all of my listeners, very important issues that affect the quality of life of all people, not just black people, poor people, rich people, or people that are in or out of Jersey City, just the quality of life of all people. So thank you very much for listening to me every day. I'm going to walk over to the census booth. I'm going to walk over to Health First. We've got Horizons Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey here. I see a lot of moms with little babies running around. They're all jumping around. They've got free, you know, like those snow cones, shaved ice things. The weather is absolutely beautiful. It's a little warm for me. I think I need to walk around with one of those personal fans. But I'm really excited to be here and be able to broadcast and share my thoughts and opinions about the current state of our health and the current state of health care. So please contact your lawmakers, contact your legislators, know who your congresspeople are, know who your senators are. Go out to these meetings and be engaged. The most frustrating sentiment I hear of many community workers such as myself is people often sit, and it's like that whole Monday morning quarterback thing where you sit back and complain and, you know, you vent, but you never sought out opportunities to remedy the situation. So please don't sit back and criticize and critique. Take some time out of your day to actually get involved and find out what's going on. Thank you so much for listening to me. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixedRadio.com. I come to you weekdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening. I love you all for listening. And always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this world. way again. I love you all for listening. Thank you so much for your time, your continued support of my endeavors, just to create a profound and lasting change in the lives of others. I'll see you all tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Peace.